This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Flicks at 48 is up next. Film critic Casey T. Allen joins us. Hi, Casey.
I'm back.
And I do want to talk a bit about movie theaters during the pandemic, but first, let's hear your movie review for this week.
In the current wasteland of barely mediocre movie theater releases, I'm happy to say I recently watched a new release in my home that's one of the best I've seen all year. A struggling black woman playwright in Harlem yearns for the recognition and support she once had, so she tries to salvage her artistic voice by becoming a rapper at 40 years old and exploring the hip-hop scene of New York City. Written, directed, and starring Rada Blank, the 40-year-old version is a heightened autobiographical story about how it feels to be an artist and creator today, achieving personal artistic expression without being a sellout. The film felt like one half raw documentary and one half intimate character study set against the background of a gritty black and white New York City. Written with brilliantly understated humor and a unique passion, this film will inspire all viewers to embrace their own voice.
All right, you definitely recommend this one.
It was so much fun. Yes, I laughed and thought it had a lot of heart.
And as I mentioned earlier, during the month of October, coronavirus cases are increasing. Some movie theaters are reducing hours. Are there any new movie releases set for this month?
Thankfully, streaming services are saving our lives. We have some really interesting releases through Netflix, the documentary Dick Johnson is Dead, Saint Maud, Cadaver, The Lie, Black Box, and Nocturne.
All right. Thank you, Casey, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
My pleasure.